eyes are burning in the morning right before your eyes. The dew licks all the cuts on your feet as you run through thistle and rye. And who could afford a kiss when you're loving like this? Caught a cold at the wrong time. Got something to confess, but your God has to rest. The choir left late last night.
Ooh. Shakira, is that you?
Oh my god, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Little, oh, little, lay.
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Little, oh, little, lay.
Don't touch that dial.
I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be happy.
I haven't been myself since the baby was born.
What's wrong with me?
I should be happy, but I'm sad.
Will these feelings ever go away?
Being pregnant and having a baby can be a wonderful experience. But sometimes it can make you feel sad, anxious, or constantly worried about being a good mother. If you're pregnant or a new mother and feel depressed, you're not alone. Symptoms of depression include frequent crying, inability to sleep or sleeping too much, no appetite or eating too much, feeling overwhelmed, irritability or anger, loss of interest in things you previously enjoyed, thoughts of harming yourself or your baby. If you or someone you know is depressed, call 1-800-522-5006 for confidential information on where to get help. That's 1-800-522-5006. A message from the New York State Department of Health.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, September 14th, the opening reception for the Jean Parrish Scholarship Exhibition is happening at 4 p.m. in the Project Space Gallery in the Fine Arts Center. This gallery includes art from many students on campus, and there will be free food. On Friday, September 15th, the Red Dragon Food Pantry is hosting their grand opening in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. This event is happening at 10 a.m. and will include giveaways for any students in attendance. Also on Friday, the Activities Council is hosting laser tag and giant games on All College Field at 7 p.m. The ultimate adventure awaits. To start off the weekend, Saturday, September 16th, women's soccer and women's field hockey are both playing games at 12 p.m., as well as men's soccer playing a game at 3 p.m. Plenty of chances to come support your fellow Red Dragons. Later in the day at 8 p.m., Club Odyssey is hosting Club Night at their downtown location. See Club Odyssey's Instagram for more information. Finally, on Sunday, September 17th, there is a community cleanup hosted by four different clubs on campus at 10 a.m. A great way to get your service hours. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm NJ. This is Kitchen Sink, and we have a special episode today. We have a special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, it's NJ's mom. How's it going? Oh, hey.
Awesome. Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah, are you excited to be here?
I am terribly excited to be here. It has been a whirlwind weekend.
It has. This is true. Should we talk about that now?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I guess, okay, the whole premise of the show, I usually talk about that before we get into everything. Tomorrow is my mom's birthday.
Yeah, I'm 117.
No. Yo, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And happy birthday to my sister, who shares the same birthday, who is listening out there. So happy birthday to NJ's Aunt Allie.
Happy birthday, Aunt Allie. Hey. This is so weird, talking to someone else, but also not really hearing them. I'm like hearing you through my headphones and not through your voice, which is interesting.
It is a little odd. Yeah. It's almost like, you know, Sunday conversations on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we do that, and it's Sunday,
yeah.
And now you're here. Huh. That's pretty cool.
That is kind of crazy.
We always do Sunday breakfast on the phone. And now, well, I did Sunday breakfast in my living room, and and now I'm here.
There it is.
We did have a whirlwind weekend. I feel like maybe let's start with that.
Okay.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. It was crazy. Yeah, I did a lot of driving.
There's I did a lot of, passengering.
You did a very lovely job. You looked very zen passengering, to the point where I almost didn't want to bother you passengering. Mm-hmm. You know, like you had a very closed-eyed zen, but it's mostly because you get carsick. So, like, that's not...
That's true.
It wasn't was joyous also, zen.
It was also partly because I was sleeping.
There is that.
So, yeah, there was that. At least for part of it. At least... So, we were in the car a lot, right? On Friday, my mom picked me up here at, like, 9:30. We went on a little side quest to clean out my car, which is no longer my car. R.I.P. to the bestie, but it's okay. And then we drove home. I live like 2.5 hours away, so that was quite the drive. We're at 5 hours already of your car time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot already.
Yeah.
And then we were home for like an hour, and we had a concert to go to in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which is basically Boston.
Right.
In my head, it was like a little further outside of Boston, but it's basically Boston. So we went to a concert, drove to Boston. That was a while.
It was a while, but it was good drive. I love good drive. I'm glad we went the way we went, because there's two ways to go to Boston. Like, we could have gone and done the traffic-y stuff through all of the major cities, but we axed that and went the boring route, which is just faster.
This is true. Yeah, and I sat in the car in the back seat. My brother came with us. Hi, brother. But yeah, so then we did our concert thing and then drove home from Boston the next day. And then now we're here.
Yes, and got to sleep in my own bed last night. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I did too, which was pretty fun. I did get to sleep in a hotel. I was looking forward to that. It wasn't as great as I wanted it to be, but the hotel shower was nice. They had peppermint shampoo.
Was it tingly?
It not as tingly as I've experienced before, but it was still nice. I could like feel it even like later on in the day.
Ah,
so that was kind of interesting.
Like when you go get your hair done and you can still smell your hair the rest of the day. Mm. Like when they put the good smelling stuff in there, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, so that was fun. We had a fun weekend. Got to go home. It was a good teaser for spring break, kind of. I feel like spring break's going to be a lot more calm.
Yeah, it should be.
Because I'm stuck at home. But it's okay. It's okay. It's my fault. Is it my fault? No, it was the car's time.
Yeah, there are things in life we cannot control, and that is one of them. True. So we control it the best we can, you know? Mm-hmm. The car led a very good life at 199,000 miles, you know?
Yeah. Not quite 200,000, but I guess that's okay.
It is quite the feat.
It is. That's true. That's true. It's like, it's not like that song, Amanda. Is that what it's called with Ben Rector and Stephen Day?
Yes.
And it's like Honda Civic with 250,000 miles on it, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's exactly what I was thinking of when I heard that song.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. Yep. That was me when we were driving home from here.
Mm.
And that song was on, yeah. Cool. Do you want to jump into some music?
Yeah, we're going to jump into the very first song. So to introduce myself, I'm going to let Elvis Costello do it for me. Because he sings my name better than I do anyway.
Mm. Neato. Okay, so yeah, we're starting with Veronica by Elvis Costello.
Mind over and a delicate look in her eye. These days I'm afraid
So that song was from Huey Lewis in the News, and the idea of me being able to pick a playlist today, I was like, NJ was talked about my influence on music and stuff. And that started back when I was younger, and Huey Lewis in the News was one of the songs we used to listen to in my family when I was a kid in the car. And I was just informing NJ that we used to do both parts of the harmony in the back of the car, my sister and I, loud and obnoxiously as we could. So I had to pick that as the song because it leads into the next song, which has to do with car rides also, which is more the car rides that NJ and Jonah got to listen to the music of in the car. Which we did not on the car ride. We had bad playlist going to Boston. You were sleeping, so you were like...
Well, yeah. Yeah. But that would have been fun to make a playlist. For some reason, I didn't think about it. But, like, going to Cape Cod.
Right.
We usually, like, it's like, what songs do you want on the playlist?
Exactly.
This is the playlist for going to Cape Cod. We didn't think that far ahead.
Yeah, and there wasn't any jam out... Yeah. Nonsense happening in the car. Yeah. We definitely missed that, like, missed that
opportunity.
Thank you. That's the word. There you go.
Yeah. What other songs like that did me and Jonah have? Like, I can think, like, Bohemian Rhapsody.
American Pie was another good one.
Oh, yeah. And then I can also think for myself, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Absolutely. Yes.
But what about with Jonah?
Why you gotta put me on the spot like
by
that?
By Elvis Costello.
Oh, she was... I didn't know that she was such a big song of Jonah's until...
I didn't
that night
either.
In the living room with the microphone and the karaoke. That was quite the event.
Yeah, I think that was also the night that I learned that I don't know all of the words to Rock and Roll Band. I really was very confident that I knew that song.
Ah.
I don't.
Yeah, there are definitely songs I think I know the words to until I make up something like words like, you know, that sound like what I think it sounds like. Mm-hmm. And I do it very confidently in some songs. Like, I've been singing it like that for years, so why change it now? It's okay.
Yeah, that, okay. This is bringing me back to the concert with Brooklyn. So I thought the lyrics were, on the sofa, on the stove. I didn't think that it was what it was. And then the "you're not in Brooklyn," for me that just made sense. I don't know why. But that's not what it is.
That is not what it is.
Yeah, no. But I learned it.
There you go.
By the time he was singing.
I don't know that I knew that it was trying not to scroll. I don't know what I thought that was. But I didn't know that's what it was. But it's funny when you get to see somebody actually mouth the words and you're like, oh.
Did you catch how he was, like, mouthing his guitar playing?
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
That's definitely a musician-y thing.
Yeah. He was good. Oh, we saw Stephen Day. That's the concert we went to. It was Stephen Day. So that was fun.
It was not the grunge music downstairs. It was Stephen Day upstairs.
Exactly. There was a whole mix-up with the lines. There was a concert downstairs in the basement. What genre do you predict that it was?
Like punk metal.
Okay.
That's what I have to go with.
Yeah.
There was definitely moshing happening downstairs.
For sure. We had signs in our venue that said, there will be moshing at this concert. Please be safe. But there was no moshing, so at least...
There's also a sign that said, please keep your feet on the floor.
Oh, I didn't. That was one part, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, but it was definitely interesting feeling the bass from the basement.
Under your feet, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was funny, though.
It was definitely an experience.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of, like, blacked it out. Blacked it out, no.
Blocked it out, yeah.
Blocked it out. You blocked it out. Go.
Yeah. It was just that background noise that you're not, because you're paying too much attention to... The guy with the guitar and, you know,
yeah,
everything on stage.
He was looking at me.
He made so much eye contact. It was like so like almost
cool.
Unsettling, but cool.
It was really cool. He did a really good job getting the crowd engaged, which was neat. Good concert. 10 out of 10. Would go again if he picks a different opener.
Oh, my God. That poor girl. Poor girl, she comes out and says she's going to warm us up. She's going to warm us up. and then sings four songs about her depressing breakup and how awful her ex is, and tells a story about how she couldn't get her record contract. And I'm like, wow, I feel warm all over the place.
Yeah, it was rough.
I thought we were going somewhere, though, with the first song. So she started with the first song. And so she came out, she sits on her stool with her guitar. And I'm like, ah, I watch Friends far too often. So it's like Phoebe at Central Perk.
Say that. Yes.
And then she says, and my first song is going to be I Kissed My Friend. And
right,
I'm like,
that's a good start.
I'm like, that's totally like a Phoebe song. And her first couple of chords sound like the beginning of Gilmore Girls, the TV show. And I was like, wow, this is going to be... And then it all goes.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's okay. I hope she's well.
Yes, she seemed well. She seemed like she was getting there, you know?
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Yeah. But it's okay, I guess. She seems fine.
She's definitely got a lot of places to, you know, express her.
This is true.
Yeah, her distrust with life and things of the sort.
She does have an outlet.
And at least she did get to kiss her friend. So there's that.
I guess, yeah. That's a win. Cool. Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
Cool beans.
We're going to move on to a little Zac Brown. And the song will be Chicken Fried. And you can imagine this in the back seat of the minivan.
Oh, the minivan. The back seat or the back seat?
The back seat of the minivan that only had one seat.
So the blue one?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Cool. I don't know if I should explain that or not, or if we should just leave it ambiguous. I feel like the people that know.
They do.
So I guess we'll leave it at that. And here's Chicken Fried.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Touch of a precious child and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, but I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring,
salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love, gets a little chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.
your street light a reminder. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Deserves a quiet
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How's it going? Back.
Oh, it's going pretty good. How are you?
All right.
Oh, nice. Good to hear. Good to hear.
So we just listened to Strangelove by Depeche Mode, followed by Just Like Heaven by The Cure, and Night Swimming by REM. And I picked those songs. That was like when I first started listening to music, the Depeche Mode and The Cure. That was like my first music, like that I kind of got for myself, but the REM was the first CD I ever owned. It's crazy, right?
That's exciting.
It is exciting. It was very exciting when I heard it, because like you don't know how good music got to sound until you got CDs. Like the sound quality was so much better, and especially a song like that with the great violins and stuff in it, like I don't know, it was like life-changing.
That's true. I feel like people always say that like CDs sound better than using your phone. I don't have a CD player, so I don't know. But also, like, I have to then buy CDs. I guess I don't. We have a bunch.
Yeah, we have a bunch.
but that's fun.
That's like people also say there's people who are like, no, albums are like the best sound quality. You know, like the best of the best is if you're listening to an album.
Yeah, I've heard that too, for sure.
Yeah. And my father did the same thing. Like first time he listened to a CD on a big stereo, and he was like, oh my God, it sounds like there's a band in here. Like,
did you have a boombox?
Did I have a boombox? I had a serious, it's the one that's still in the basement. I had a very big boombox.
It's funny that we still have it. Does it still work?
That's questionable. Okay. I think I kept everything because I was like, we can always use more speakers. So I didn't know how to arrange the whole speaker situation to make it work. But I was like, they're good speakers.
That's true.
My boombox didn't have CD availability either. I had to plug it in. When I got my boombox, it was still tape boombox. Oh. It was still back in the Stone Ages when we had tapes. But I got a little Sony Walkman.
Oh, is that the yellow guy?
Well, I didn't get it. Well, I got a not yellow guy. I got like a Sony gray guy, not like a Walkman. The yellow ones were the fancy ones for people who like ran with their CD players.
Don't you have one?
I have a blue one.
Oh, it's blue? I thought it was yellow. Because it has that guy and he's like, relax your toes.
Yes.
And relax your feet.
You poor child. I mean, you do that all the time.
I used to listen to it to go to bed.
Yes. And I never made it past, you know, like the first set of whatever. Like he'd get to, you know, relax your stomach. And I don't remember what happened after that because starting with the feet and moving upward.
That was like me sometimes with my goodnight playlist, which, by the way, Night Swimming by REM was, I think, the second song on it. I still remember the first three.
Good job.
Because you would always, like, so my parents used to read to me before I went to bed. And then they'd put on my CD player and I had this playlist of, like, songs. And then I would fall asleep to the songs. The first one was Straight No Chaser. It was the Somewhere Over the Rainbow mixed with that other song that it's with. And then Night Swimming. And then, like, Evermore, that one, then I'd usually be knocked out. But then it goes into all the Bare Naked Ladies, like the La 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 Lemon song. Yeah. I think I played that. Or I played the Alphabet song last semester on my show. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
We should go see them. They're playing at Bethel Woods.
We should, yes, at Bethel Woods.
That'd be fun. Maybe. Should we ask them to hold up a sign that says, La 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 Lemon?
So NJ is pointing that out because at the Stephen Day concert, NJ's favorite song from Stephen Day is called Start Again. Mm-hmm. And NJ very cleverly typed it onto their phone in such a way that it would be able to be seen from the stage pretty easily.
I held it up between songs. He saw it. He gave me a little smile. He chuckled a little.
And then he said, the teenage guitar playing kid appreciates you guys so much.
Ah.
So that was his, you know.
Oh, see, I missed that part because I think I was like, oh my God, he saw me. He noticed me.
Yeah.
Because I like held it up. I was like beaming. I was like, please, if I smile, you'll play it. But okay. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Which is why he definitely saw it. Like, there's no question. Yeah.
But I might. Did you like check into that concert online?
I did not.
Okay.
I had like zero battery left.
It would be really cool if you, me and Jonah did. So then we'd have like an even higher chance. You could like check into the concert online and then they'd pick one winner from the concert to like go up and spin a wheel and get a free t-shirt. Whatever. Wasn't me. But then also like out of all of the concerts that he's playing, out of all of the people that checked in, they can get like a free private concert acoustic set by him. So I'm like, if I get my free private acoustic set with Stephen Day, he's going to play Start Again for me and it's gonna be great. So hopefully that happens.
Yeah, you'll have to send me the link of the check-in thing. Maybe I could still check in.
Oh, maybe. Or maybe like conveniently during his next concert. Oh, should I cheat the system? I could like follow his schedule. Ooh, and then check in
every time.
All of the concerts. I hope it's not like location based, but if I might be able to finesse that.
That's a good job right there.
I might try that. We'll see. Because I didn't get the trucker hat yet. I'm debating whether I should or not. I've gotten merch at every concert I've gone to thus far in my life. Except for, not Jason Mraz. But that wasn't a concert for me.
You did get some. You didn't get something from Jason Mraz.
I got a poster.
Yeah.
So I feel like because of that, like I'm obligated to get something else. But I don't know if I like all his merch. I like the hat, but I also have two other brown hats.
Right.
So do I really need another brown hat?
Probably not.
Right.
I would have loved to have some wall art. I didn't know if there were posters or anything of that sort.
I didn't
there.
See any.
But like that would be cool. Fun to collect those. Like the poster we got from
Ripe.
I keep wanting to say juice.
There's another got an orange on it. Juice.
Yes, I have some of their music too.
Yes, you do. And I said, "Is this juice?" And you went, "How do you know juice?"
I don't know how I know juice. So
yeah,
I just know that it's there.
If they're very like, I feel like juice is. Oh, you have that one song where that guy does the funny rap part.
Yes,
that part cracks me up
because it's not in keeping with the rest of the music.
Not at all. No, because they have like this fiddle player, and then it's like, I don't know. How would you describe their music? Like folky-ish, but upbeat and fun.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So then there's this guy rapping. He just comes out of nowhere. And he goes, sunshine.
And yeah, you have to remember a single words from some songs sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, because of the way they're said.
Mm-hmm. Like driving here where I was like, there's a song I want to listen to. It starts with a bunch of doo-doos. I was like, I don't know what song it is. And then I go, it's the cowboy song.
Little Paula Cole, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
It's a good song, especially if you play it very loud with good bass, or so I've heard.
So, funny story about that. I was home listening to that in the living room with the really big speakers. Mm-hmm. And I happened to have gotten pizza delivery, and the pizza delivery guy commented that it was a really good song and it sounded good in the house. Nice. So that was kind of,
that's fun.
Kind of joking as I was like, yeah, it sounds really good because the pizza guy said so, but.
That's fun.
Speaking of bass, nice segue, right? Mm. We're going to take a little fun turn to, NJ was asking for the playlist and I was like, okay, all of the songs that like represent me, I don't know. That you can't do that in an hour, first of all. Mm-hmm. But there are definitely some songs that stand out more than others. And this might not be from when NJ knew me, you know, as my child. But from a while before that.
See, but I feel like yes and no. Like, it definitely stuck with you. At least the genre.
Yes.
The vibe.
Yeah.
Because I inherited genetically all of the words to Baby Got Back. They're just in my head, like I just know them, so like it, you know, it got passed down.
Okay, but we're not going with Baby Got Back.
I know, but it's still like the same vibe, right?
Yeah, it's same stuff.
Yeah,
I was like, whew.
Yeah, no, we're not playing that, don't worry.
Equally on the spectrum though, maybe not, because I think this is superior on the spectrum because of where it was, and I did get to see him in concert, so it kind of, you know, kind of wins. So we're going to go with a little bit of Vanilla Ice. And this will be Ice Baby.
Fantastic.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. And listen, Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They pass me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it.
Revolves it.
get out of here. Word to your mother.
Give it. bring the reggae, I'll bring the rock and roll. Oh, oh, bring the new stories, I'll bring the old, oh. And if you walk with me, I'll find my way home.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're back. Wow.
So after Ice Ice Baby, we had to calm it down a little bit with some Coconut Mornings by the J Band. I have to thank Jack for introducing me to the J Band.
Thanks, Jack.
That by far was my biggest song played on. I'm Apple Music person, so it was on Apple Music for not last year, the year before. By far, like,
it's a good song, good vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
It is cool.
We're coming to the end of our show, which is pretty sad.
It actually is.
But did you have fun?
I had a very good time.
That's awesome. So did I.
I might have to drive up and do this more often.
That would be really cool. That would be awesome. I know I texted Kay about possibly coming on my show, so that could be fun. But yeah, it was fun having a guest.
Yes, it was.
It was
fun being a guest. I mean, you know.
Yeah. It's cool. And it's also nice not having to make the playlist every week. I think sometimes, especially where I'm at right now, listening to music is just like I throw on an album and I'm like, okay, it's just background noise.
You know? That is very apparent because I asked for requests in the car and you had nothing.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know about NJ in the car. NJ usually has a very strict, I have to listen to some sort of things in the car thing. And even on the way here today, you're usually like
driving too.
Yeah, you're usually like hand over the Bluetooth. I'm taking over.
I think it was nice to not have to pick. It's like right now for me, my rotation is Found Heaven by Conan Gray. The album that Narcolepsy is on, the Third Eye Blind album.
That is one of the top five albums of my life right there.
Yeah, that one's there. That's kind of it. Sometimes I'll put BTS on shuffle. So there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to not listen to summer music yet.
That makes sense.
Because I can't do that yet.
It's, yeah. But also it's like a little, nice little glimmer of hope, maybe.
Yeah. The next playlist I'll throw like one or two, like every fourth song will be a sort of summer song.
Mm-hmm.
Like knowing that it's coming, so.
You played one song in the car sometime in the past, I don't know, 10 hours we were in the car.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a pool song.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a pool song. Why is it playing now?
Which is why there was only one of them.
Right.
Because we had to, of course. We had to stop that right away because we can't.
Yeah.
We don't mess with that.
Yeah. Awesome.
No Christmas music, not around Christmas. No summer music, not around summer. Everything else is fair game.
I don't know. I just listen to what I listen to. That's that, I guess.
And the fall music. I think I definitely have a fall.
Yes.
There's a fall set of stuff that shouldn't come out any other time.
That's true. Yeah. No, I get that. For sure. Cool.
All right. We getting out of here to go get some smoothies?
I guess maybe we are. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Kitchen Sink. My name is NJ.
And this is Veronica, NJ's mom.
And I won't be here next week because it's spring break. And the week after that is...